time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Plain City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for mostly sunny skies today, a high in the mid-90s. Heat index as high as 107, a heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low near 73. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Wayne County Health Department reported 3 new cases of the coronavirus Saturday, bringing the county's total to 25 since the pandemic began. Saturday's cases were a female child, a male child, and a female in her 60s. The health department says of the 25 total cases, one has passed away. 14 people have recovered, 10 are isolating at home, and none are currently hospitalized. The Lawrence County Health Department and administration officials with the Lawrence County School District are investigating an outbreak of the coronavirus in the high school's athletic department. The health department said various athletic teams were affected, but did not release any further details. It was not known how many people may have been affected, but the health department said they would be contacting those that may have been exposed. And the Illinois Department of Public Health Saturday said statewide there have been 160,610 cases of COVID-19, along with 7,290 deaths since the pandemic began. More news after this break.
I'm here with Darv Yoder at Interior Sit and Sleep. Darv, big news this week.
Hey, we got some exciting things going on. We are having our one-year anniversary sale. If anyone out there is looking for a new sectional, sofa, even a new box springs and mattress set, recliner, lift chair, we got it. We've been here in Vincennes now 1 year. Doesn't seem real, but we've been here. Of course, we've had a store in Washington for going on, I guess, 20 years. But we're here, and we want to say thanks back to all of our loyal customers that we've had here and to all the new ones that we're going to get to have them come in and see what we have.
Big savings for the next 3 weeks?
Absolutely. Up to $150 off of a mattress set, up to $250 off of a furniture group. Just stop by here. You know me. I'll make you a deal.
Holiday World tickets?
Absolutely. Stop in. Register. No purchase necessary for that. Win a pair of Holiday World tickets.
Holiday World tickets, great furniture at great prices, Interior Sit and Sleep across from Dumas, North 6th Street in Vincennes.
Tune in each weekday for the John Reynolds Edward Jones Sports Instant Replay on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Heard at 7:45 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. Monday through Friday, the Sports Instant Replay relives one of those great moments from the archives of our sports broadcast throughout the year. It's the Sports Instant Replay, brought to you each weekday by your local Edward Jones representative, John Reynolds.
Six people were hurt early Saturday morning in an accident in White County. State police at the District 19 post at Carmi say the accident occurred on I-64 near the 128-mile marker. 28-year-old Alberto Ruiz of Henderson, Kentucky, was eastbound on I-64, driving a 2013 Chevy box truck when the vehicle he was driving, for unknown reasons, left the roadway and hit a guardrail in the median. Ruiz and five passengers, Cartagena Chavez Melton, age 28, of Henderson, Kentucky, 21-year-old Adonel Lopez, 24-year-old Elivaldo Lopez, and 21-year-old Cornelio Perez, all of Evansville, and 38-year-old Efrain Ramirez of Henderson, Kentucky, were all taken to area hospitals with injuries, along with the driver. All of the passengers were ticketed for seatbelt violations. Alberto Ruiz was ticketed for driving suspended, no insurance, illegal transportation of alcohol, improper lane usage, failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident, and not wearing a seatbelt. The accident was reported at 2:43 yesterday morning. A Galatia motorcyclist died late Friday night in an accident in Saline County. State police at the District 19 post report the accident occurred near the intersection of Rose of Sharon Road and Halltown Road. 34-year-old Brandon Marvel of Galatia was southbound on Rose of Sharon Road, just north of Halltown Road, and lost control of his 2020 Honda motorcycle for unknown reasons. The vehicle overturned on the roadway. Police said Marvel was not wearing a helmet. The accident was reported at 11:05 Friday night. Area river stages as of this morning. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 21.38 feet. Flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the river's at 12.85 feet. Flood stage is 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 17.59 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 7.83 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel is at 4.29 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Rain chances are in the forecast each day this coming week. Nearly a month into the summer season, Chris Miller of the National Weather Service in Lincoln, Illinois, says the remainder of summer will continue to be hot and humid through August and into September.
For the rest of the summer, we're looking at this pattern that we're in right now with the more often than not, hot, humid. We're expecting that to continue not only for the rest of July, but also through August and even into September, some of the warmer than normal conditions. We're running so far for the summer above normal temperature-wise, a few degrees above normal for the season so far.
Miller explains the forecast models show the upcoming fall season projects above normal temperatures and tendencies of dry weather.
We're looking for the fall season to be warmer than we would typically see in most falls. So if you like the cooler weather, like in the fall, like I do, not necessarily the best news, but I know when we get to fall too, for agricultural interests, you want the warmer weather, and that helps to dry out the crops as we're getting into harvest season. So if we get the warmer weather and also we're seeing a tendency toward drier conditions, that would also be a bonus as far as, getting into the fall months. And then it looks like as we get late fall, early winter, there might be a change in our future.
Depending on their track, he noted that remnants of tropical systems can make their way into our area, especially during the months of August and September, due to peak tropical activity in the Gulf of Mexico. Miller serves as the warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Lincoln. State Representative Darren Bailey of Xenia is calling for an audit of the Illinois Department of Employment Security, according to a press release from his office this past Thursday. Bailey says there are problems plaguing the Illinois unemployment benefits system. The statement reads in part, "Illinois taxpayers deserve answers about why the Illinois Department of Employment Security has failed in its mission to provide financial assistance to the unemployed." Adding insult to injury, there is also the concern about identity theft associated with unemployment claims, as highlighted by recent Illinois media reports, unquote. Bailey went on to say in the report, a previous call for an audit of the agency dealt with the leak of personal information. Today, the situation continues to worsen. There are still thousands of citizens who have yet to receive help, while some have given up trying because of the delays. We need a full accounting, and the best way to do that is for the Auditor General to conduct a priority audit of the IDES, unquote. Add Target and CVS to the list of retailers requiring customers entering their stores to wear masks. Reports say the two are the latest major retailers requiring mask usage. CVS will require mask usage starting Monday, while Target will require them in stores beginning August 1st. Other major retailers requiring mask usage include Kroger, Walmart, Starbucks, and Sam's Club. The report also said Walmart will be asking customers to go cashless as the nation is facing what is being called a coin shortage. Walmart shoppers will be asked to use a card or exact change when paying for purchases. Many across Illinois are ready to return to the gym, even amid the coronavirus pandemic. For many, the return to the gym will require using a mask while working out. OSF Healthcare respiratory therapist Jonna Steller says the key to working out while wearing a mask is moderating the intensity of your workout and paying attention to what your body is telling you.
Well, I think that people who exercise regularly have their own exercise routine, and I think they're eager to get back into the gym, getting back into their routine, but I think you have to be very careful about your intensity. I think what you have to try to take a look at maybe starting a little slower. It doesn't mean that your fitness level has dropped. It just means that you have to start a little bit slower and kind of see how your body is reacting to working out with a mask. And if you run into trouble, try not to pull the mask off. Just maybe slow your intensity down, push the stop button, breathe slowly. And if you're really struggling, you'll have to go ahead and pull the mask down and get some help. Also, people with health conditions like chronic pulmonary disease, COPD, or pulmonary fibrosis need to consult their medical provider before returning to the gym.
Stellar also reminds those returning to the gym to make use of hand sanitizer and keep social distance in order to keep safe from COVID-19. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
The top five reasons to drive for KMA. Number five, free health clinic. Number four, paid holidays. Number three, monthly attendance and safety bonus. Number two, no hazmat, no jackstand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number one reason, you will be home daily. KMA is now hiring. Call 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY today.
Today, this drink isn't just a drink. It might be the first McDonald's drink you're having at McDonald's again. It might be the first dose of caffeine you're having back at the regular time. Or it might just be the first drink you're having with your three closest friends, even if they're a little less close. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Stay cool with an icy Minute Maid slushie. Get a large blue raspberry, fruit punch, or all-new pink lemonade for just $2. Or get any size soft drink for just $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 57-year-old McLeansboro resident Randy Imbenden died at 4 a.m. Saturday at his home. He worked in the oil field work and also worked as a factory worker at General Tire. He was a member of First General Baptist Church of McLeansboro, a member of Road Riders for Jesus of McLeansboro, was a master mechanic, woodworker, and a jack of all trades. Surviving are his wife Cindy, a son Kyle James Imbenden of Cleburne, Texas, a daughter Heather Dawn Stevens of Carmi, his mother Joy Imbenden of McLeansboro, a brother Rocky Imbenden of Cleburne, Texas, two granddaughters, Papa's boys, Presley and Vetter Barnfield of McLeansboro, two nephews, and special nieces also survive. Funeral services for Randy Imbenden will be at noon Monday at the First General Baptist Church in McLeansboro. Social distancing will be observed and face coverings are requested. Burial will be in White County Memorial Garden at Carmi. Visitation from 10 a.m. until noon Monday at the First General Baptist Church in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to First General Baptist Church and will be accepted at the church, or may be mailed to Harry Funeral Home at P.O. Box 37 in McLeansboro. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 88-year-old Reinerd resident Robert E. Hilliard died Friday morning at his home. He was a lifetime farmer and had driven a school bus for Flora in the past. He served in the U.S. Army during the Korean War and managed the Company A, 79th Engineering Construction Battalion. He was a member of Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church. Surviving are his wife, Marjorie Hilliard of Reinerd, a son, Bob of Reinerd, a daughter, Connie McGrew of Xenia, five grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, and a grandchild on the way, a sister, Dorothy Courtright of Waters, Michigan, a grandson-in-law, as well as four sisters-in-law, two brothers-in-law, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Robert E. Hilliard will be at 11 a.m. Wednesday at Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church at Sisney. Visitation will be Tuesday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora from 4 to 8 p.m. and Wednesday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Interment will be in Sisney Cemetery with the presentation of military funeral honors by Clay City American Legion Post 840 and Sailor Springs American Legion Post 230. Memorial donations are suggested to the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church Link Building Fund and will be accepted through the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, which is in charge of the arrangements. 60-year-old Iola resident Lewis Bud Britton died Saturday, July 11th. He was part of South Central FS. Surviving are his wife, Willie, his mother, Alice of Iola, children Josh Britton of Metropolis, Ashley Britton of Xenia, and Dana Adams of Iola, six grandchildren, siblings William Britton Jr. of Louisville, Mona Barber of Flora, and Kathy Wilbur of Iola, and several nieces and nephews. A celebration of life ceremony for Bud Britton will begin at 4 p.m. Saturday, July 25th at Redbrush Christian Church in Louisville. Visitation will be from noon to service time. Memorials may be made to an education fund for his grandchildren. Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora is in charge of the arrangements. 81-year-old Jeff resident Harlan Ray Simpson died Wednesday, July 15th. He was a welder. Surviving are sons Jeff Simpson of Fairfield and David Simpson of St. Louis, one granddaughter, three great-grandchildren, and siblings Dick Simpson of Fairfield, Dean Simpson of Mount Vernon, and Janet Shelton of Jeff. Per Harlan Simpson's wishes, his body will be cremated with no formal services held. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 84-year-old Newburgh, Indiana resident Max G. Foley died on July 6th. Surviving are children Max Foley Jr. and Christine Dietz, six grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, and siblings Kenneth Foley and Dixie Manring. Private services for Max Foley will be held with burial in Springerton Cemetery. Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield is in charge of the arrangements. 86-year-old Mary Frances York died Wednesday, July 15th. Funeral services will be at 2 p.m. today at the First General Baptist Church in McLeansboro. Visitation from 1 p.m. until service time. Burial in the IOF Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Baptist Children's Home in Carmi or St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and will be accepted at the church or the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
I'm here with Darv Yoder at Interior Sit and Sleep. Darv, big news this week.
Hey, we got some exciting things going on. We are having our one-year anniversary sale. If anyone out there is looking for a new sectional, sofa, even a new box springs and mattress set, recliner, lift chair, we got it. We've been here in Vincennes now 1 year. Doesn't seem real, but we've been here. Of course, we've had a store in Washington for going on, I guess, 20 years. But we're here, and we want to say thanks back to all of our loyal customers that we've had here and to all the new ones that we're going to get to have them come in and see what we have.
Big savings for the next 3 weeks?
Absolutely. Up to $150 off of a mattress set, up to $250 off of a furniture group. Just stop by here. You know me. I'll make you a deal.
Holiday World tickets?
Absolutely. Stop in. Register. No purchase necessary for that. Win a pair of Holiday World tickets.
Holiday World tickets, great furniture at great prices, interior sit and sleep across from Dumas, North 6th Street in Vincennes.
Here's your sports update for today. In NASCAR racing Saturday, Kyle Busch won the Truck Series race at Texas, beating Christian Eckes and Matt Crafton. The Truck Series will race at Kansas Speedway this coming Friday night. That race can be seen on FS1. In the Xfinity Series Saturday, Austin Cindric won at Texas. Chase Briscoe was second and Justin Allgaier third. Kyle Busch finished in last place. The Xfinity Series races at Kansas this coming Saturday night at 4 p.m. on NBCSN. The Cup Series races at Texas today at 2 p.m. That race can be seen on NBCSN. Major League Baseball's regular season gets underway this coming weekend. The St. Louis Cardinals will host Pittsburgh Friday night, while the Chicago Cubs will host Milwaukee. The Cardinals host the Kansas City Royals in exhibition play this coming Wednesday night. That's your sports update for today. And the Fairfield area weather, mostly sunny today, a high in the mid-90s. Heat index as high as 107. A heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 40% chance of showers and storms, a low near 73. Partly sunny Monday, a 50-50 chance of showers and storms, a high of 89. Tuesday, a 70% chance for showers and storms, a high of 88. Partly sunny Wednesday and Thursday, showers and storms likely in the afternoon both days, highs near 89. And partly sunny Friday, another possibility of showers and storms, Friday's high 89. Present Fairfield temperature is 81.